今天真是一个充满感恩的日子。
Today is the day full of grace, full of thanksgiving.
我想对我们每一个人来说，都有很多值得感恩的地方。
Every one of us must have a lot of things to be thankful for.
尤其是今天我们可以看见有四位弟兄姐妹接受主耶稣基督做他们的救主。
Especially when we have seen four brothers and sisters who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior.
当然对我来说也更是感恩。
I'm especially grateful.
今天我第一次下这个敬礼时施洗一洗就四个。
And this is my first time to baptize brothers and sisters, and I've done four.
我刚才换完衣服的时候满头都是汗，我不明白为什么。
I was sweating all over when I was changing. I really don't know why.
当我进来坐到这个地方的时候，我才发现为什么。
I realized why when I came in and sit here.
因为心里非常的兴奋。
Because I'm extremely excited.
弟兄姐妹，今天不光只是感恩节。
Brothers and sisters, today is not only Thanksgiving Day.
不光只是要讲感恩的信息。
We should not only preach the message about Thanksgiving.
无论你记不记得，我都需要告诉你，今天是拆船月的第一个主日。
Whether you remember it or not, I must remind everybody, this is the first day of our mission month.
我们可以传福音，让人接受耶稣基督，真是一件很美的事情。
We can proclaim the gospel and lead people to accept Jesus Christ, which is a wonderful thing.
也是一件很兴奋的事情。
And it is an exciting thing.
满头大汗也没关系。
It doesn't matter if I sweat all over.
今天要讲的信息也跟拆船、传福音有关系。
And the message today has a lot to do with mission and evangelical work.
要讲的经文就是刚才晨曦姐妹所念的这一段经文。
The scripture I'm going to cite is what Sister Jennifer read for us.
你刚才听她读这一段经文，你会觉得很奇怪。
You must puzzled when you heard Sister Jennifer reading this scripture.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你看这一段经文当中有好多次提到传福音，传福音，所以跟今天的拆船的信息当然是有关系的。
You may have noticed that the whole scripture has several mentions of preaching the gospel and evangelical work.
可是你如果读这一段经文，你会发现好像这一段经文跟感恩恩典一点关系都没有。
However, this scripture does not seem to have a lot of relevance to grace and thanksgiving.
但是今天这一段经文却告诉我们，既有传福音的信息，也有感恩的信息。
However, actually, the scripture we have read today concerns both thanksgiving and preaching the gospel.
为什么呢？
Why?
你把这一段经文当中所描写的情况跟我们今天的情况一比，你就会发现我们有很多意想不到的恩典。
If you compare what is described in the scripture with what we see nowadays, you should have seen a lot of unexpected grace.
有哪些意想不到的恩典呢？
What are the unexpected grace?
这段经文一开始就说，我传福音原没有可夸的。
At the beginning of this scripture, it says, yet when I preach the gospel, I can't boast.
原因是因为是什么呢？我是不得已的。
Because, for I am compelled to preach.
我们常常对这个中文的不得已的这一个这几个字到底什么意思很困惑。
Sometimes we're confused about what it really means in Chinese, 不得已。
这个不得已不是说有人拿着枪拿着刀逼着我，所以我没办法我才传，不是这个意思。
This does not mean I'm doing something at gunpoint. It doesn't mean that.
这里的不得已是指的被需要所驱动。
What it means here really is to be moved by need.
什么叫做被需要所驱动呢？
What does it mean by to be moved by need?
主耶稣将传福音的使命交给保罗。
Jesus Christ committed the trust of preaching gospel to Paul.
也开他的眼睛，让他看见传福音的需要，何场的需要。
And opened his eyes to the need of the field. to preach the gospel.
所以他有一个重担在身上。
So he was burdened.
也看见了何场的需要。
And he saw how much need there was.
他就恨不得赶紧的把福音传给别人。
So he couldn't wait to preach the gospel to all people.
这个叫不得已的。
This is what it means by compelled.
因为是神给他有责任。
Because there was trust committed to him.
也给他开他的眼睛。
And his eyes were opened.
所以他觉得没有什么可夸的。
So he thought there was nothing he could boast.
接下来他说，若不传福音，我就有祸了。
And then he says, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
我们要需要明白这里这个有祸的意思是什么。
We need to understand the word woe.
这个有祸的意思是神要惩罚他。
What this means is, without preaching the gospel, God would punish him.
大家可能会觉得保罗如果不传福音受神的处罚那是应该的。
You may think, okay, it's reasonable if Paul get punished because he does not preach the gospel.
为什么呢？因为神拣选他作为使徒，就是给他使命传福音的。
Why? Because he was an apostle and his mission is to preach the gospel.
那传了还好，不传处罚他很自然。
Of course, it's logical if he preaches.That's good. If he doesn't, he gets punished.
弟兄姐妹，如果你这样想的话，我想告诉你。
If this is what you think, I have to tell you.
圣经清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
传福音的使命是给我们所有每一个人的。
The trust, to preach the gospel is committed to all of us.
不光只是给使徒保罗的。
Not only to Paul.
不光只是给黄牧师的。
Not only to Reverend Wong,
是给我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹的，包括今天刚受敬礼的四位弟兄姐妹。
But to every brother and sister here, including the brothers and sisters who have just been baptized.
这是神给我们所有人的使命。
This is the commission given by God to all of us.
这个使命跟保罗是一样的。
We have the same mission as Paul did.
所以保罗如果不传福音就有祸，我们如果不传福音也有祸。
So woe to Paul if he didn't preach.Woe to us all if we don't.
可能你会觉得不可能吧。
You may think, no, it's impossible.
我信主十年了，从来没传过福音，过得很好。
I have been a Christian for 10 years. I've never really preached the gospel. I have a good life now.
我旁边还有信主已经二十年了，一点福音，从来不传福音，也过得很好。
And I know some people who have been Christians for over 20 years, and they don't really preach.
哪有什么祸啊？
They don't seem to have any woes.
我想告诉你，刚才这些经文里面说，若不传福音就有祸的，这个有祸是现在的时态，不是将来的时态。
I want to stress here that woe to you is in present tense. It is not in future tense.
也就是说，你若不传福音，不是说将来会有祸，而是现在就有祸了。
It says if you do not preach the gospel, woe to you happens now, not in the future.
但是你现在没有祸。
But it doesn't seem to have happened to you.
你是不是要感恩？
Would you be grateful?
这是第一个意想不到的恩典。
This is the first unexpected grace.
不传福音竟然没有祸，这是第一个恩典。
You don't have misfortune in your life, even though you haven't really preached the gospel.
我不知道大家有没有清楚地抓住我讲的意思。
I'm not sure if you have got my message.
前两天教会的秘书在打这个程序单的时候
a few days ago when the church secretary was printing this program
她很认真她跑来找我
she was quite careful and she came to see me
她说吴牧师你这个你这个这个提纲的这句话是不是写错了
she was wondering if I made a mistake in my message here
因为若不传福音就有祸你这边竟然说不传福音竟然没有祸
Because logically, if you do not preach the gospel, woe happens to you. But here you say, you do not preach the gospel, nothing happens to you.
我说没有写错。
I said, no, there nothing wrong.
圣经告诉我们不传福音有祸。
The Bible tells us, if you do not preach the gospel, woe to you.
今天我们很多人不传福音竟然没有祸，这是神给我们的格外的恩典。
But a lot of us do not preach the gospel and we do not have bad things happen to us. It is an extra grace from God.
传福音一直都是圣经里面一直强调的一个使命。
Preaching the gospel is a mission that has been stressed in the Bible all the time.
但是我们没有好好传福音，神竟然留着我们。
But we have failed to do that, but God still keep us.
竟然没有将我们当得的祸给我们。
And God has not put woe which we deserve on us.
所以我们要感恩。
So we should be thankful.
但是我们不能光只是坐那里感恩。
But it is not enough for us just to be thankful.
而是要悔改。
We need to repent.
认罪。
Confess our sins.
好好传福音。
And preach the gospel.
不要等到将来晚了，讲不动了，走不动了，才后悔。
And do not wait till you are too old, too confused to preach.
有一个女子过着放荡不羁的生活。
There was a loose woman of debauchery.
当她得了重病，临近生命最后阶段的时候。
When she was critically sick and was at the end of her life.
牧师去医院探访她，跟她讲福音，劝她接受福音。
The pastor went to the hospital to preach the gospel to her and ask her to accept Christ.
她也接受了基督，并且充满着喜乐平安。
And she was full of joy and peace and accepted Christ.
可是过了几天，牧师再去探访她的时候。
But a few days later, after when the pastor went to see her again,
那个姐妹看上去非常的愁苦悲伤。
The sister looked troubled and extremely miserable.
牧师就问她为什么会这样。
And the pastor asked her why.
那个姐妹说，我接受了主耶稣基督，可是我的生命已经到最后的阶段，马上就要回天家了。
The sister said, although I have accepted Jesus Christ, but I'm at the end of my life, and I will leave this world soon.
但是我没有传过任何的福音，没有为主做过任何的事情，将来我要两手空空回天府。
But I haven't preached gospel to anybody. I haven't done anything for the Lord. And I will go to the Lord empty-handed.
所以她很难过。
So she was quite troubled.
牧师就跟她说。
The pastor said to her.
她说，姐妹，你不要难过。
He says, don't be too sad, sister.
你虽然不能够去传福音，但是你有这样子的心非常好。
Your heart is more important than you are able to do.
我对你的经历刚才很受感动，我要写一首诗歌。
I was really touched by your feelings just now, and I'm going to write a hymn.
将来如果别人听到这首诗歌受鼓励去传福音，那也算是你的工作。
And I hope it is going to encourage other people to preach the gospel so that I can owe it to you.
这首歌就是很有名的岂可两手回岂可空手回天府。
This is a well-known hymn called How Can I Go to Heaven Empty-Handed.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不要光只感恩。
We should not only be thankful.
我们要好好的认罪悔改传福音。
We need to confess our sins and repent and preach the gospel.
不要以为现在神没有把那个祸给我们，你心里就沾沾自喜。
Do not feel comfortable because no woe has happened to us yet.
反而要忧心忡忡。
We should be troubled in heart.
因为神是信实的，他说过的话从来不落空。
Because God is faithful and His words will always be true.
说不传福音，要处罚就要处罚。
If God says, "Woe to you if you do not preach the gospel," the woe will happen.
之所以今天还没有处罚你，没有处罚我，是留着我们，给我们有机会悔改，继续传福音。
The reason it hasn't happened to us is because we're given time so that we can repent and continue to preach the gospel.
我们的教会，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都一样，我们要好好的悔改传福音。
Our church, all brothers and sisters, we all need to repent and preach the gospel.
如果我们不传福音，最后的结果教会只会是关门。
If we do not do this, the end result is the close down of our church and all churches.
很多西人的教会如今在关门，把教堂卖给人家做清真寺，就是因为不传福音。
A lot of churches have closed doors and sold their properties to Muslim mosques for this specific reason. They didn't preach the gospel.
我们今天宾顿市华人浸义会有这么多的会众在这里，我们也不要沾沾自喜。
Now we have so many brothers and sisters here at Brampton Chinese Baptist Church, but we should not be complacent.
We
are still functioning not because we have done wonderfully. It is because of God's mercy, and so that we can continue to preach the gospel.
不要等到某一天没什么人了，别人来问我们买教堂想做清真寺了，我们才发现已经晚了。
Let us not wait till the day when few people are left here and people have come here to negotiate a deal to sell this church to Muslims.
但愿我们都记住，不传福音竟然没有祸，是神给我们额外的恩典。
Let's all remember it is extra mercy God has given to us even when we do not preach the gospel.
我们来看第二个恩典。
Let's look at the second grace.
第十七节，保罗接着说：“我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐。”
In verse 17, Paul says, "If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward."
中文只是写了这事，当然这事是指的传福音。
In Chinese, it only says this matter. It means preaching the gospel.
那么有什么样的赏赐呢？
So what kind of reward do we get?
第十八节保罗这样说。
Verse 18, Paul says,
我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
Paul says, what then is my reward? Just that the preaching the gospel, I may offer a free of charge and so not make use of my rights in preaching it.
平时很少有人仔细来解释这十八节这节经文的。
Very often people do not pay attention to verse 18.
我们读圣经的时候也常常把这节经文一跳就过去了。
And we often skip this verse when we read the Bible.
我问过有一些的人。
I asked some people.
基本上都不明白这节经文到底是什么意思。
Many of them didn't quite get the message of this verse.
保罗说，我传福音。
Paul says, I preach the gospel.
神给我有赏赐。
And I'm rewarded for doing this.
这个赏赐是什么呢？
What is this reward?
不给钱我。
The reward is that I'm not paid.
我们通常如果你某一件事情做得比较好，人家给你一个奖品，给你一个奖金，哎，那是赏赐。
Normally we understand reward as something for us, for something we've done. In monetary form or other.
然后你就跟别人说，你看，这是我得到的奖赏。
And then you can tell other people, say this is my reward.
但从来没有人会跟别人说，我今天得了一个奖赏，就是他什么都不给我。
We normally would not tell people, say I have a reward, which means I haven't received anything.
那么这句话，保罗说他的奖赏是这个，到底什么意思呢？
So what does Paul really mean by his reward here?
保罗的意思是，我的奖赏是人家来听我讲福音，不用给钱我。
Paul says, my reward is that people can come to me to receive the gospel for free.
我也不用使用我使徒的权柄要求他们给钱我来供养我。
And I don't have to use the rights of me as an apostle to ask them to pay for my service.
这个就是奖赏。
This is the reward.
当然我把这个奖赏解释清楚了，大概你还没有明白为什么这个是奖赏。
You may not still quite understand why it means reward, even though I have tried to explain it.
那我现在就举一个例子，你来判断到底这是不是奖赏。
So I'm going to give you an example for you to decide if it is a reward.
假如你是保罗。
Let's assume you are Paul.
有两种情况，你看你选哪一种。
You have two situations to pick.
一种情况是你虽然要传福音，但是你没钱吃饭，所以人家来听福音，你得告诉别人给我五毛钱。
First scenario is you have to preach the gospel, but you can't support your life, then you have to tell people and say, you come to me to hear the gospel, it's good news, but you have to pay for it.
然后每次讲完福音，你得去数数那个钱，看今天晚上够不够买那个面包。
And you have to count the money you have earned by doing this to make sure it covers your food.
然后另外一种情况是，他根本没有后顾之忧，根本不用担心有没有饭吃，因为他知道有足够的饭食。
The other scenario is that he doesn't really have to worry about his livelihood because he knows that God provides for him so he can preach the gospel.
他只需要跟人家说来听福音，不用花钱的，来听就可以。
Then he can tell people and say, "This is free of charge. Just come to receive the gospel."
如果你是保罗，你喜欢哪一种？
If you were Paul, which scenario you would prefer?
我是如果我是保罗，肯定选择第二种。
Of course, I would pick scenario two if I were Paul.
不用人家给我任何钱，我就有足够的饭，足够的生活，没有担忧。这个是神给保罗的赏赐。
The reward is I don't have to earn my living, and preach the gospel. This is what Paul says as the reward for him.
这是神给保罗传福音的赏赐，也是给我们意想不到的恩典。
This is a reward God gave Paul and also to all of us as an unexpected grace.
当然有人可能会问，那保罗他传福音不收任何的钱，他吃什么？
And then some of you may ask, if Paul never preached the gospel free, always preached the gospel free of charge, how did he support his life?
圣经告诉我们，保罗跟他的团队会支帐篷。
The Bible tells us Paul was a tent maker and he could make tents with his team.
所以他有足够的收入。
So he had secured income.
当然有人听我这么讲可能会说。
And some of you may say,
哇，保罗一分钱都不收，教会也不用供养他，是神给他的赏赐和恩典。
It is God's grace and blessing that Paul didn't really have to didn't have to preach for income.
那今天为了让你们这些传道人有更多神的赏赐和恩典，是不是教会不要给你们一分钱？
By this logic, should I say that in order for you to have more grace and blessings, the church should give you, should pay you nothing for preaching the gospel?
这不是保罗这里的意思。
This is not what Paul is trying to say here.
因为同样在这一章经文当中，保罗很清楚地说，牛在场上踩骨，不可笼住他的口。
Because in the same scripture, Paul says clearly, do not muzzle an ox when the ox is treading grain.
意思是要供养传道人。
That means you have to provide for.
只不过保罗因为他有支帐篷，所以不需要供养，所以才不供养。
Simply because Paul had his profession of a tent maker, he did not need the providence.
事实上，今天神给我们每一个传道人，还有弟兄姐妹，也都有类似的、意想不到的赏赐和恩典。
Actually, God has given us similar grace to brothers and sisters, to preachers and pastors.
多伦多很多华人教会的传道人以前都是专业人士。
Many pastors in Toronto, in great area of Toronto, used to be professionals.
所以神让他们，神透过他们的职业赐给他们有足够的收入。
So God gave them sufficient source of income through the professions they had.
也有很多的传道人，神给他赐给他们有专业人士的配偶。
And many pastors have their spouses who are also professionals.
以至于当他们做传道人的时候，不用管薪水高低，生活后顾没有后顾之忧。
So that they don't have to worry about their income when they preach the gospel. They don't have to worry about their livelihood.
这都是神给他们额外的赏赐和恩典。
This is the extra grace from God.
大家觉得我有没有这个格外的赏赐和恩典？
Do you think I have this extra grace and blessing?
我刚开始做传道人的时候，还没有教会还没有给我 offer 的时候，我妻子就告诉我。
At the time I was beginning my job here as the pastor, my wife told me,
不要跟他们谈任何薪水的事情，生活你不用担心。
Do not negotiate your salary with the church because you don't have to worry about our life.
这都是神给我们额外的恩典。
This is the extra grace from God.
去年我在中国碰到一个牧师。
I met a pastor in mainland China last year.
是在中国的南方。
In southern China.
那个牧师告诉我二十多年前他被差派到那个地方传福音的时候。
The pastor told me that 20 years ago when he was sent to preach the gospel in that area.
人生地不熟，一个人都不认识，一家三口空降在那个地方。
It was a totally new place to him and his whole family.
过了一段时间也认识就那么几个基督徒。
And he got to know only a few Christians.
带去的钱很快就用光了。
And he used up his money.
一家三口，女儿才两岁，怎么办呢？要吃饭呢。
The whole family with a little daughter of 2 years old, they had to have food.
要去找工作，他说我很年轻，十几岁就做传道人了，没有什么专长，找工作很难找。
And they were supposed to find jobs, but he had been preaching since he was very young. He didn't really have worldly skills.
但是后来他发现，在中国的南方有。尤其是夏天，有一份工作很容易找的。
Then he realized that in southern China, there was a job that was quite easy to find.
天越热，那个工作越容易找到。
The hotter the weather, the easier the job, is.
我问他什么工作
？And I asked what kind of job is that?
他跟我说，在打铁铺拉那个风箱。
He said it's the job to fan the fire for blacksmith, shops.
打铁铺需要把那个温度需要一个炉子有很高的温度。
We all know that the furnace used by blacksmiths has to be very high in temperature.
然后那个拉风箱的人就在那个炉子的边上。
And the person who has to fan the furnace is right beside it.
天越热，人在里面越痛苦。
The hotter the weather, the more intolerable it is inside.
他说我就找到了那份工作。
He said I found that job.
他说做了一个月，我感觉我这个人每天，我人都要跟那个铁一样被融化掉了。
A month after, he said he was almost like the iron, which was about to melt.
就在他快要坚持不住的时候。
At the time when he almost gave up.
他认识的仅有的几个基督徒当中的一个弟兄，那天不知道为什么来到这个打铁铺。
One of the few Christians he knew came to this shop.
然后就看到他了。
And saw him.
那个弟兄就跟这个传道人说
The brother said to him,
我很愧疚
I'm so guilty.
让你到这里来做这份工作养家糊口
That you have to come here to do this job to support your family.
他说你把这工作辞掉
He says, resign from this job.
以后你的生活我来负责
I'm going to take care of your life.
我听到他讲的这个见证之后
After hearing this testimony,
我心里想到两件事情
I thought of two things.
第一件事情
The first one.
这是神给他额外的恩典和赏赐，让他从此以后专心传福音。
That was the extra grace God gave him so that he could focus on preaching the gospel.
第二件事情
Second.
我就想到神真是怜悯我啊。
I felt the great mercy of God on myself.
让我衣食无忧。
Because I don't have to worry about my life.
让我从来不用像那样子去养家糊口。
So that I never had to work like this pastor.
这就是神给我们的赏赐，给我们意想不到的恩典。
This is the reward from God. It is the unexpected grace.
在座的每一位弟兄姐妹都有这样子的赏赐和恩典。
Every brother and sister here, you all have that this unexpected grace.
你今天可以起床。
You can get up in the morning.
可以开车，有车开，可以开车出去。
You have cars to drive out.
可以到人家家里，有足够好的嗓子跟人家讲福音，这就是神给你的赏赐。
And you have health and voice to preach the gospel to other people. This is the grace from God.
很简单，道理很简单。
It's a very simple truth.
你是愿意全身。疼痛根本连床都起不来还是愿意可以起床可以出去跟人家讲福音
Do you prefer to be so physically weak that you cannot get out of bed Or do you want to be physically fit to go out to preach the gospel?
如果你情愿意后者的话，那我告诉你，这就是神给你的恩典。
If you prefer the second choice, this is the grace from God.
神给我们的赏赐恩典还不只是这一些。
God has more grace for us.
今天我们看到有四位的弟兄姐妹接受浸礼。
We have four brothers and sisters who have just been baptized.
有很多人曾经邀请他们来教会。
Many of us used to invite them to come to this church.
有很多的人帮助他们。
Many brothers and sisters offer them help.
今天看到他们在这里接受浸礼，是不是心里很开心？
When we see them being baptized, we are very happy.
这种的开心喜乐就是神给你的赏赐。
This happiness and joy is the grace of God.
神也给我这样的赏赐。
God gives me this kind of grace.
今天我给他们施浸，我很充满喜乐兴奋。
I was full of joy when I baptized them.
前段时间我带他们有浸礼班。
I led the baptismal Bible study for them.
浸礼班每次一个半小时。
The class lasted for an hour and a half.
但是因为我需要接送他们当中的一些人，前来来回回大概每次需要花两个半到三个小时开车接送。
But I had to pick them up from their workplace or home to come here to study. So the whole thing would have taken about 3 hours.
开车的时间比上课的时间要多很多。
I spent more time on the road than on
class. 虽然说有一点点的累，但是非常的充满喜乐。
Though I was a bit tired, but I was always full of joy.
这都是神给我们的赏赐。
This is the reward from God.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要想得到神更多的赏赐和恩典，我们就好好传福音。
If we want to have more grace and and reward from God, we need to preach the gospel well.
这是第二个意想不到的恩典。
This is the second unexpected.
我们来看第三点。
The third.
在第十七节的后半句。
The second part of verse 17.
若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
If not voluntarily, I'm simply discharging the trust.Committed to me.
注意中文这里的若不甘心，不是说我心有不甘那个意思。
Please pay attention. The meaning of 不甘心 in Chinese does not mean that I don't have any choice.
这里的不甘心的意思是指的不乐意、不愿意。
不甘心 means not voluntary, not willingly.
所以保罗这里是说，虽然不乐意、不愿意，但是神还是把这个重担、把这个托付交给了我。
So what Paul says is that even though I may be unwillingly to do this, still God committed this trust to me.
这也是神的恩典。
This is also the grace of God.
可能你不太同意。
You may disagree with me.
你可能会说。不甘心不乐意传福音还让我传，这怎么是神的恩典呢？
You may wonder why it is still grace of God if I'm not willing to preach the gospel and I still have to do it.
这不应该是恩典，而是应该神给我的一个麻烦。
This should not be grace. It is something I don't like from God.
但是我想告诉你，这就是神给你的恩典。
But I have to tell you, this is the grace from God.
为什么？
Why?
如果你不乐意传，
If you are unwilling to preach the gospel,
神再也不给你传福音的这个托付。
God will not trust this commission to you.
那说明什么？
What does it mean?
那说明神已经废弃了你，神已经抛弃了你，神已经不再管你了。
That means God has abandoned you, God has left you, and God has nothing to do with you.
但是神今天没有抛弃你。
But God hasn't abandoned you.
他仍然看重你。
And still value your ability.
他仍然抬举你。
And still raise you up.
让你去传福音。
So that you can praise the gospel.
这是不是神的恩典？
Is this not the grace of God?
这是这里的第三个意想不到的恩典。
This is the third unexpected grace.
不乐意传，竟然受重托。
Preaching the gospel unvoluntarily, but still have the commitment.
圣经里面其实有挺多不是 不愿意去做，但仍然神把托付给他们的例子。
In the Bible, we see a lot of examples like this. You don't want to do something, but God still makes you do it.
摩西
Moses
基甸
Gideon
大家很熟悉的约拿
Jonah, whom we are all familiar with.
都是一些这样的例子。
They are all very good examples.
我们生活当中也有很多这样的例子。
We can find the same examples in our lives.
不乐意做，不乐意传，但是神仍然把这个重担，把这个托付交给你。
We are unwilling to do something, but still God gives this burden to us.
我知道很多的弟兄姐妹在不同的职位上面侍奉。
I know many brothers and sisters serve in different faculties here at this church.
或者虽然没有一个明确的职位，但是也做很多的具体的施工，包括传福音。
They may not hold specific positions, but they do different services to preach the gospel.
每一个人或多或少心里面都会有一些委屈牢骚。
From time to time, each of us may be wronged, and sometimes we complain.
或者至少都会经历过一些难处、受伤痛的时候。
And we might have experienced challenges, and sometimes we get hurt.
甚至有些人可能心里面想放弃。
And some of us may want to give up.
再也不想做了。
They no longer want to do this anymore.
如果有这样的情况，
if this is you,
这一节经文是特别讲给你听的。
This scripture is for you.
因为我们侍奉神、传福音。不只是因为这个过程当中可以享受到喜乐。
Because we serve God and preach the gospel, not only because we can have joy in this process,
而是因为神抬举我们，有他的托付在里面。
But because God raises us up and has his own trust in us.
虽然不乐意，不愿意做，但是托付却已经给我了，那就是神给你的恩典。
Although we are unwilling, the trust is committed to us. That's the grace from God.
所以如果你不想失去这个恩典，继续努力传福音，侍奉神。
If you want to hold on to this grace, you have to preach the gospel and serve God.
我们中国人都知道有一个最能记住一个外国人的名字，就是戴德森。
Many Chinese can remember a name of a foreigner. His name is Hudson Taylor.
他二十一岁的时候离开英国来中国。
He left Britain for China when he was 21.
他是搭一条货船从英国来中国的，花了156天的时间。
He took a cargo ship from Britain to China and took him 156 days.
他的母亲送他上船。
And his mother saw him off.
当船开动的时候。
When the ship launched.
他的母亲 也走动跟着那个船。
His mother was walking with the ship.
但是当船越来越远，他母亲已经没法跟住那个船的时候。
But as the ship disappeared in distance and his mother could not see him.
戴德森他说他当时站在那个甲板上面看着他的母亲。
Hudson Taylor described that he was looking at his mother on the deck.
当他的母亲不能跟着船走的时候，
when his mother could not walk any further,
戴德森他说，我就听见我母亲一声撕心裂肺的痛哭声音。
Hudson Taylor said, I heard a cry burst out from my mother, piercing my heart.
他说那一刻他说就感觉有一把刀子刺到我的心里面，让我终身不能忘记。
He said I felt like a dagger putting through my heart, which I could never forget that feeling.
若不是神将传福音给中国人的负担放在他的身上，有谁愿意如此离开母亲？
If God did not commission a trust of preaching the gospel to the Chinese onHudson Taylor, who could have actually tolerated that kind of pain?
今天我们传福音，做各样参与教会各样的侍奉。
Now we preach the gospel and participate in different services at church.
可能有一些的难处。
We may have challenges.
有一些的委屈。
we may be wronged.
有一些的伤害。
We may get hurt.
若不是神的重担，有谁愿意做呢？
If it is not the commission from God, who would want to do it?
但是神给我们有这样的托付。
But God trust this commission on us.
无论你乐意不乐意，都是神给你的恩典。
Voluntarily or non-voluntarily, involuntarily, it is the grace of God.
我们都需要继续来侍奉神。
We need to continue to serve God.
因为这是神给我们额外的恩典。
Because this is an extra grace from God.
神真是恩待我们布兰顿的弟兄姐妹。
God has blessings for all brothers and sisters here at in this church.
我有好多次跟有一些的弟兄有分享到。
Very often I share my experience with brothers.
每当我想起布兰顿教会，想起布兰顿这个地方，我就觉得神特别的恩待我们。
Every time I think of Brampton and this church, I feel we are especially blessed.
好像我站在这里也讲过一两次。
And I might have mentioned this in my sermons here a couple of times.
为什么神特别恩待我们？
Why do we say God has special blessings for us?
我们好像传福音也不是特别的火热。
We do not seem to have preaching the gospel very wholeheartedly.
但是神把整个布兰顿华人的社区的重担直交给我们。
But God has put on us the burden of preaching the gospel to all Chinese in Brampton on us.
过去十几年都没有放任何一个其他的华人教会来到这里。
In the past few decades, no other Chinese church has been established here.
今天不光只是把这个布兰顿这个地方迦南美地继续留给我们。
Today, not only the area of Brampton has been given to us,
还让我们教会有弟兄姐妹移到 Caledon, 把 Caledon 也赐给我们。
But also have led our brothers and sisters to the area of Caledon so that we can preach there.
还赐给我们有在加基坦的的弟兄姐妹。
And brothers and sisters in Georgetown.
也把加基坦赐给我们。
And has given us that area.
最近还把另外一个地方也赐给我们。
Another place lately.
叫做 Clinsburg. Clinsburg.
Clinsburg.
好多人都不知道。就是陈琦和熊慧斌他们住的那个地方。
It's where brother 陈琦 and 熊慧斌 live.
在我们的北面。
It's north to us.
Caledon.
It's in Caledon.
在我们的西面。
To our west.
乔治汤。
Georgetown.
在我们的东面。
To our east.
Clinsburg.
Clinsburg.
这几个地方我们教会都是属于最近的。
Those are the areas close to our church.
神把这么多的迦南美地都单单留给我们，大家觉得是不是神给我们的恩典？
God has given us so many beautiful places. Don't you agree this is the grace of God?
但是弟兄姐妹，我们不要光只坐在那边享受这个恩典。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot simply sit there and enjoy this grace.
说不定明天。
You cannot be sure what will happen tomorrow.
可能明天神就把这个迦南美地的一半赐给别人了。
Probably tomorrow, the places will be divided in half and given to other people.
如果我们在这里不好好敬拜神，不好好传福音，
if we do not worship God and preach the gospel well here,
亚述帝国。
Empire of
亚述帝国，巴比伦帝国。
Empire of Babylon
就可能会来了。
Will probably come.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们有神给我们的这个恩典。
We have this grace from God.
不乐意传，竟然受重托。
We don't want to preach the gospel, but we are given the trust.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is God's grace.
我们不要光只享受这个恩典。
We should not only enjoy this grace.
我们要好好的悔改，传福音。
We must repent and preach the gospel.
这一段经文对照我们今天的情况。
This scripture gives us a contrast to our life.
有三个非常重要的、意想不到的恩典。
we can see three unexpected grace.
不传福音，竟然没有祸。
We do not preach the gospel, woe is not to us yet.
传了福音，竟然有赏赐。
We preach the gospel, and we even have reward.
不传福音，竟然有不乐意传，竟然受重托。
We don't want to preach the gospel. We are still entrusted with this mission.
但愿这一些的恩典可以促进我们，激发我们好好传福音。
We hope this grace can motivate us to preach the gospel well.
我常常祷告，盼望某一天。
I often pray and hope for a day.
布兰姆坦所有的华人都知道我们这里有一个华人教会。
All Chinese in Brampton know that there is this Chinese Baptist, Brampton Chinese Baptist Church.
都愿意来这里。
And they're willing to come here.
来听福音，听圣经。
To listen to the gospel, to study the Bible.
Georgetown, Caledon.
Georgetown, Caledon.
Clansburg, 也都愿意过来。
Clansburg, they will all want to come here.
以至于拉晚了，我们就没地方坐了。
So that this hall is packed and no seat for people who are late.
今天是感恩节。
Today is Thanksgiving Day.
我们要为此感恩。
We need to be thankful for this.
这个月也是拆船月的第一，今天也是拆船月的第一个主日。
And today is also the first Sunday of our mission month.
盼望从今天开始。
I hope from today on,
我们每一个人都好好的悔改、认罪、传福音。
Every one of us will repent and confess our sins and preach the gospel.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你实在是恩待我们，给我们有意想不到的恩典。
Because you do have mercy on us and give us unexpected grace.
你让我们不传福音，竟然没有祸。
You do not add woe to us, even though we do not preach the gospel.
就求你激励我们，让我们不要等到祸患来临的时候，教会关门的时候，我们才传福音。
Please encourage us and move us so that we won't have to wait till it's too late when the church has to close.
你让我们传了福音，竟然有赏赐。
You give us reward when we preach the gospel.
让我们就珍惜你给我们的赏赐，好好传福音。
Let's cherish the reward you give to us and preach the gospel.
我们虽然不乐意传，但是竟然你将重担托付给我们。
Even though sometimes we're unwilling to preach the gospel, but you still entrust your commission on us.
就求主帮助我们珍惜这样的机会。
Please, God, help us value this opportunity.
好好传福音。
Preach the gospel.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May praise and glory to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.